I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Ben Swan. He is back with us. He's from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And Laura Bonner, she is Program Director with Animal Protection Voters New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for inviting us. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
It's a pleasure to have you both, and it's really important because here we are during the legislature, during the 60-day session. We've been talking about all kinds of different things with different people. Linda Siegel is with us every Friday doing the legislative update, and we are here today to talk about, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you guessed it, animals. There are some bills before the legislature this session that have to do with things like animal cruelty. What's going on?
That's right. So there are many bills related to animals up at the legislature. But, you know, one of the really important things is strengthening our state's animal cruelty laws. And you might know this already, but our state didn't have any felony animal cruelty laws prior to 1999.
Amazing.
So it's true. And so even the very worst things that happen to an animal, like someone intentionally setting a dog on fire, which happened in our state, were not treated as a serious crime. And all of that changed in 1999 when the legislature passed the felony animal cruelty law. And since then, there hasn't been a lot of updates to that law. And now we have, 14 years of cases to look back on and see how well or how poorly that law is looking.
How does it look?
Well, you know, when it was first passed, it was probably one of the more progressive laws across the whole country. But now, there was just recently a ranking of New Mexico's animal cruelty laws in comparison with the rest of the countries, and we're at the bottom of the list. So I think we were ranked as one of the best states to be an animal abuser.
One of the top five, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting because we're also one of the states that has the most animals per capita in the nation.
Is that right?
Like number two.
That's right.
Now, domestic animals.
Companion animals, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are we trying to do now to deal with that problem? I mean, have people been prosecuted and brought to court for animal cruelty?
That's right, certainly. But we do see a pattern with the way that the statute is being used across the state, and it's not consistently used across the state. And so especially in cases of extreme neglect, when someone starves a horse to death, when someone leaves a dog on the end of a chain to starve to death, those cases are not consistently being taken seriously by law enforcement.
Oh, goodness.
And we also have some examples of things that were excluded from the law in 1999 that we know now are a problem. You know, captive reptiles. We've had cases of someone breaking into a home of someone who had a collection of captive reptiles that they had rescued, actually, and these juveniles who broke into the home hacked these animals to death.
That's crazy.
And they could not be charged because of the way that the current statute is written. So just so you know, the animal cruelty laws that are being brought forward this year by Senator Richard Martinez from Española and Representative Carl Trujillo from Santa Fe look at the whole picture of what the problems are, and this is the third long session that these bills have been brought forward to strengthen our animal cruelty laws, and it's really time to pass these because we've over the past three long sessions, so the past 6 years, really been getting a lot of input from all the different communities that have animals and use animals, and we've been able to work on this language so that it's trying to get everybody's buy-in. So it is a tight time frame, that 60-day window to pass stronger laws.
Yeah.
But there's so much momentum right now, and we just really hope that the bill numbers are Senate Bill 83 for Senator Martinez's Stronger Animal Cruelty Law and House Bill 224 for Representative Trujillo's Stronger Animal Cruelty Law. And it's really time to see those move forward in the legislature. Certainly that's what the public wants to see.
Now, what do they actually say?
So making things like extreme neglect, when it leads to the great bodily harm or death of an animal, that would become a serious crime. Right now, it's not clear in the law that that's a serious crime or a fourth-degree felony. And also cleaning up things like like I mentioned, the reptiles have been totally excluded. So bringing more animals into protection under the statute.
Okay.
Another really important thing is, I'm sure you're very familiar with the link between animal cruelty and domestic violence and violence in our communities. So the bills would also require psychological counseling for adults who commit extreme animal cruelty to start to break that cycle of violence before it escalates, and really help address these issues in our community. Just so you know, currently when juveniles commit animal cruelty, they are mandated to receive some counseling. We know that it's important for adults who commit that extreme animal cruelty to receive that same sort of counseling, so that, again, not just trying to throw people in jail, but trying to really interrupt that cycle of violence and make our communities safer and better places to live.
Does that kind of counseling work?
There is a peer-reviewed counseling that over 100 therapists in our state have been trained in. It's called Anacare, and it is reviewed to be effective. And there's a special program for juveniles and a special program for adults. And so we have, we've actually been in partnership with agencies around the state, social workers around the state doing this training, along with groups outside the state, Animals and Society Institute, coming in and providing this training to New Mexicans so that we can really look at these problems. Of course, we all care about animals, but we also care about our children and our families and the health of our communities. And we want to see these awful, destructive patterns interrupted and kind of teach, instead of the violence, the compassion and the kindness that really benefits us all.
Right, and especially if you throw a light on something, it really helps people understand. Like as you said before, we didn't even have these laws in the past. And then people just ignored these things that were happening to animals and also the abuse that happened because of not stopping this cycle. So just being able to put some attention on it is really helpful, I think.
We're talking to Laura Bonner of Animal Protection Voters New Mexico and Ben Swan of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. There are things that can be solved legislatively and other things that can't, and that just require ongoing education, and this is what you guys are involved with, of course, at the animal shelter. And then there are some cases that might be in between, and I mean, I think there are some things that probably shouldn't be felonies, but really should be misdemeanors, like I heard the other day of a friend who saw a short-haired dog on the end of a chain in the snow all day long, and, you know, probably shouldn't give somebody felony violation for that. The dog had food, but the dog shouldn't be on a chain in the snow all day long. It's a short-haired dog. Poor thing. It's cold and mm-hmm. unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just takes a conversation with that person to make them realize. I know a woman I just spoke with just recently, she got involved with her neighbor's dog who was left outside a lot. And it turns out that when she had a conversation with them, that it turns out that they, you know, worked all day and they didn't realize the dog was sort of barking and causing trouble. And so they actually came to an agreement where she would go over and walk the dog, give the dog food and help them out. And they built him a great shelter so he could be more protected. And I think that's a good way of showing that if you get involved with somebody, you see something doing something that you're not quite sure of, get the facts, get behind them, learn about them and educate and help them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But we also have such widely varying traditions in this state, and some people really don't think of dogs as sentient beings, and mm-hmm. others think of them as practically their biological children, mm-hmm. and that's hard stuff to legislate when you mm-hmm. have these different cultures.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, I do think increasingly there's this recognition across the state of the importance of caring for animals and the importance of taking care of our community as a whole. I mean, certainly when the legislature passed the felony animal cruelty law in 1999, that was a big change. And again, with the connections between this issue and other types of violence in our community, you know, one of the programs, when I'm not working for Animal Protection Voters, I work for Animal Protection of New Mexico. We work with domestic violence victims to care for their animals while they're leaving a violent home. You know, we've had cases involving chickens, goats, horses, cats, dogs, where an abuser will harm the animals in order to torment the
spouse or the person.
Exactly. And
and it's true that a lot of people won't leave that relationship because they're worried about the animal. And so we also offer some refuge to those people who have animals and they just want to get out of abusive relationship. We'll take them on for a while.
Amazing.
So they can help them out.
And there's a lot of statistics about, you know, when someone abuses an animal, that they're much more likely to be involved in other violent crimes and other forms of abuse. It's sort of, you know, it's a big red flag.
Yeah.
And so it's important for us to, we're not talking about charging everyone with felonies, but it's important for us as a community to take these issues seriously, to not continue to tolerate the abuse, the real extreme cruelty that we see, because it's a dangerous situation.
What are some of the other bills that are up for consideration at the legislature this session?
Well, there's a great bill that Senator Munoz is bringing, Senate Bill 274, to create a tax checkoff to help fund our state's licensed horse rescues. And that is so important. You might know that we have a handful of licensed horse rescues in New Mexico. Their entire capacity for holding horses is something around 250 or 300 horses.
Total horses.
For the entire state.
Oh, my goodness.
And
like all those BLM horses that we hear about, that kind of thing?
Will people abandon the horses in private or public land, and somebody finds them, and they're starving. Mm-hmm. And we have a great horse shelter here in Cerrillos, as you know, the horse shelter is
yes.
a wonderful
yes.
place. But they have limited, they have great property out there, large space, but they just have the funds to do for, I don't know, about 30 or 40 horses right now.
Yeah, and but unfortunately, these horse shelters don't receive any funds from city or county governments or law enforcement agencies that are seizing these horses and bringing them to the horse shelters. So we need to start looking at what can we do to create a better safety net for our state's horses. So this bill would just simply create a tax checkoff on your personal income tax form for New Mexico, where you could designate a portion of your refund, go to the licensed horse shelters in New Mexico, just start to build that safety net for horses so that we're looking out for these horses who do so much for us.
So another one that's really interesting that a lot of people are interested in nowadays is the animal killing contest.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit, Laura?
Yeah, that's really a big deal.
Yeah, so that is House Bill 316 brought by Representative Nate Cody down from Doñana County. Many people might have heard about these animal killing contests last November when there's a lot of publicity around coyote killing contests. And just killing for the sake of killing, racking up a body count, and then giving away prizes for killing the mass slaughter of coyotes. And, of course, we know that that is not good for the coyotes. It's also not good in terms of the land, the balance of our lands. You might have a situation where then you have an overpopulation of the smaller animals that coyotes eat, right?
Exactly. And I remember reading a story in the Dust Bowl era when they had these contests where they killed a bunch of coyotes, and then all of a sudden they had these thousands of jackrabbits that just destroyed their land.
Yeah, exactly.
And it also actually makes the other coyotes breed more, so then you end up with more coyotes. It's just such a terrible mess. And once again, it's about the messages that we're sending to our children about violence and that killing for entertainment, that killing is fun, that it's fun to rack up a pile of bodies and give away prizes for that. That's not behavior that we want our state to be known for. When these contests were being heavily promoted last year, we had national and even international negative attention on New Mexico. And so this bill would simply ban making it into a contest or a game to kill.
Right. So it wouldn't ban the killing of coyotes if people wanted to do it individually.
That's right.
That would be nice too, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, if people need to protect their personal property or their land, I think there's lots of ways to do that. This bill would not interfere with that whatsoever. It would just ban the contest nature of these things. And I think it's a really important measure and one that a lot of people are excited about.
So every year we hear about breed-specific legislation, and this year is no exception. First of all, what is that?
So breed-specific legislation is the practice of passing a law where you say a certain type of dog, let's use pit bulls as an example. Let's use poodles as an example, Ben says. That's a great idea. So you cannot own poodles in this city. You cannot own poodles without obtaining a whole bunch of special insurance for your poodle. You cannot own poodles without having a muzzle on your poodle and having a super high fence. And that's the type of legislation that is frankly, totally ineffective and discriminatory, and that is not does not help to make our community safer. I think we do have an issue in terms of dog bites and overpopulation of dogs in our state that we need to address.
But we do have dangerous dog. We do have legislation that, that or laws that can stop dangerous dogs from or dangerous animals from being around. I mean, there's nothing that stops the police officer from saying your dog is dangerous or your cat is dangerous and needs to be put away for a while.
I have to say, in my own personal experience, all three of my little 17-pound dogs have been attacked. One by a chow mix, one by a terrier, and one by a pit bull.
Yeah.
And if you started banning dogs, you'd have to ban them all.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. So that's right. And so there's a great bill out there, House Bill 63, that Representative Yvette Harrell has brought with the support of some awesome grassroots activists from all over New Mexico. And this would get rid of the practice of breed-specific legislation across the whole state. And it's a really exciting idea, something that I think 12 other states in our country have already done. And sometimes, there's a knee-jerk reaction when we have a really tragic incident like a dog bite or, you know, children or elderly people being killed by dogs in our state. But there's a knee-jerk reaction to ban a certain breed of dog. We know that that is totally ineffective and gives the community sort of a false sense of security. Really, we need to be addressing the root causes of dog bites, neglect, abandonment.
Lack of socialization.
That's right. Like that. So this passage of House Bill 63 would just mean that we get rid of the practice of breed-specific legislation across New Mexico, which would be a great thing
so it
for dogs
keep
and for families.
Its ugly head year after
yeah,
year.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's scary for families, too, who have these animals, who have animals that might be potentially targeted by breed-specific legislation. So I think it's a really exciting measure and something that has been so wonderful to see so many members of the community get behind.
Very interesting, especially the owners of some of these wonderful dogs that do tend to get targeted.
Right.
Well, if you go back through the history, it changes breeds through every decade. It seems to be a new breed, like Rottweilers or German Shepherds. Or I read recently that even in Canada, they thought Siberian Huskies, they were the killer hound because of whatever happened.
So
the idea of targeting a breed is racist, really, in a lot of ways, because you lose sight of what the issue is, the main issue, which is lack of socialization, abandonment, neglect, and things like that.
It would be interesting to correlate the attitudes of the people who are in favor of breed-specific legislation and their racial attitudes.
Well, let's not go there.
Okay, let's not. Moving on. What about trapping? Is that being considered?
Good point.
Yeah, so this is an issue that, again, I think there's been years of public outcry about this issue, the use of steel jaw traps and snares and poisons in New Mexico. And right now, there's not a lot of regulation on these devices, these sort of archaic
leg traps.
Steel jaw traps.
Medieval, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great word for them. So there's been numerous cases of people who are out hiking on public lands with their dogs, and their dogs get caught in a trap, or they themselves get caught in a trap. And so this legislation is being brought by Representative Bobby Gonzalez from Taos. It's House Bill 579, called the Wildlife Protection and Public Safety Act, and it would get rid of the use of these really archaic devices. We've come a long way since the 1800s, right? On a lot of other issues. So there's a lot more intelligent ways to manage our lands than with being able to use these awful devices that are hidden. You know, you won't know about them until you come upon them. I know in Representative Gonzalez's district, he's had multiple cases of constituents being injured and their pets being injured in these traps. And it's just horrific and something that other Western states have gotten rid of and something that New Mexico can really step forward on. So I know there's been a lot of movement within this community to get rid of these devices. And I hope everybody can come out and support Representative Gonzalez's House Bill 579.
Now, if people want more information on all of that, they can go to Animal Protection Voters New Mexico, which is apvnm.org, or you can Google any combination of those words and you will find it. And then people can write letters and make calls and all of that to their legislators.
Yes.
Right, and getting involved in the legislative process is a somewhat daunting task, but it's really important that everybody has a chance to get their voice heard. I recently read a statement last week in support of the toughening the anti-cruelty laws, and it was a little bit intimidating. But you know, the thing that I liked about it is that I thought my voice was heard. Mm-hmm. The committee members appreciated me taking the time to go to the legislature, mm-hmm. to go to the roundhouse, and just waiting in line and saying what I believed in. And mm-hmm. I think that's what we'd love everybody to do. That
right. And this is democracy, such as it is in America, mm-hmm. so much run by money on a national level, but on a local and state level, you actually can get good things done to a greater extent than perhaps in other larger forums. And so showing up and calling and emailing actually makes a difference.
It absolutely does. I know so many people care, devote their passion, their time, their energy to taking care of animals, whether it's the animals that are in your home or you might rescue animals or support animal shelters, different events. And this, the legislative process is another tool we can use to really significantly impact the lives of so many animals across our state. And you're right, it is about kind of taking some ownership of our democratic process. It does, I can tell you from being up there every day, it is very challenging and difficult. But we all have to be in this for the long haul, right? Because we care about our communities, we care about our animals, we care about the places that we live, and we need to take that active role in influencing these decisions that our lawmakers make.
And you know, our lawmakers are just really awesome people. They really do love to hear what people have to say, and they're very approachable. If you go there, I wouldn't
call citizen lawmakers.
Exactly, that's
right.
What they are.
So we've got just a moment left, but you've got some events coming up, and you've got some animals up for adoption.
Thank you, Mary. Right. We have some great events coming up, and this weekend is I don't know, it's an animal weekend, really. We have a national pet adoption event at PetSmart on Friday, and on Saturday we have actually a Subaru Love a Pet adoption event, which is going to be at the Subaru Auto Park.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's going to be from 11 to 4 on Saturday. And we'll just have a lot of great animals there, and we'll be promoting it through live broadcasts on different radio stations, thanks to Subaru and ASPCA. And then the next day, on Sunday, my mother's birthday, we have the Zumbathon for animals.
Good heavens.
you can dance for the animals. That's going to be from 2 to 4 on Sunday at Healthy People in the Santa Fe Place Mall.
I've never Zumba'd before,
but I plan to because I thought
fun.
It would kind of be fun.
Zumba.
Yeah. So, you know, we all have a little bit of a Latin in us, and we are just like to get out and shake our bodies. And then we also have a couple animals that are really awesome that I wanted to point out today. Sebastian is a really beautiful
gray and white, beautiful cat who's 8 years old and very beautiful and sweet looking.
Loves other cats.
And then Buddy is a Labrador Retriever Kelpie mix who looks like he is very intelligent.
He's a sweet guy. His name was Brad before, and we still call him Brad, but he's a great dog. And so I just urge everyone to come out and take a look at our animals that we have available for adoption.
And there is an Animal Lobby Day. When is that?
That is coming up February 25th, Monday, February 25th, up at the State Capitol from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So you adopt your pet on Saturday, you go to Zumba on Sunday, and on Monday... Or
yeah, you go to Animal Lobby Day. Yeah.
So that's a week from today.
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. Well, okay. So thank you both so much for being here. Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Laura Bonner from Animal Protection Voters New Mexico, apvnm.org. And we will see you at all these events. And again, thanks for being on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you so much.